News. I'm Haya Pinjwani. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said that Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtabah Khamenei, is wounded.
Iran's leadership is in no better shape. Desperate and hiding, they've gone underground. Cowering. That's what rats do. We know the new so-called not-so-supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured.
Hegseth added that over 15,000 enemy targets have been struck, which is more than 1,000 a day since the war began on February 28th. The suspect in a synagogue attack has been identified, AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Authorities say the suspect in the Michigan synagogue attack was a naturalized citizen born in Lebanon. Federal officials say the armed man who rammed his vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township near Detroit has been identified as 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali. He came to the U.S. in 2011 on an immigrant visa as the spouse of a U.S. citizen. The Department of Homeland Security says Ghazali was granted U.S. citizenship in 2016. The FBI special agent in charge, Jennifer Runyon, describes the attack as deeply disturbing and tragic.
We are leading the investigation right now as a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community.
Security officials fatally shot Ghazali after he drove through a hallway. I'm Mike Hempen.
Federal officials are saying that the attacker had lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in his native Lebanon last week. Nearly every part of the United States is getting walloped by wild weather, or just about to be. Days of downpours have begun in Hawaii. The Southwest will soon bake with day-after-day record-breaking 100-degree-plus heat. Two storms will dump snow by over a foot over northern Great Lakes states, and a dreaded polar vortex will again invade the Midwest and East with Arctic chill. This is AP News. In a rare bipartisan move, the Senate approved a bill meant to make it easier to become a homeowner. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Senate has passed and sent to the House a bill to make U.S. housing more accessible and affordable. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren hailed the measure, which passed with bipartisan support, 89-4 and 10 against.
It will make sure that families own those homes, not giant corporations looking to jack up the rent and squeeze every nickel of profit they can.
The bill is intended to reduce regulations, regulate corporate investors, and expand how housing dollars can be used to build affordable homes and rentals. President Trump has backed the bill.
No, you'd have these firms go out and buy 2,000 houses. We don't want it. We want you to buy the houses, not them.
But it's unclear if it will get signed right away. Last weekend, Trump suggested he won't sign any new measures unless Congress passes legislation that would require voters to show proof of citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.